We have released one image late last night, early this morning, Joe, which shows approximately a battalion-sized force of tanks, infantry, several platoons, and 13 artillery pieces with fighting vehicles assembled at the LOB barracks about 270 miles north of Abyei.
Now, yesterday when we spoke, we also talked about LOB, and you had mentioned that warplanes had been stationed there. So those images that we talked about yesterday didn't show these troop and equipment buildups?
The images we talked about yesterday were simply the planes that were present on the tarmac. With further analysis, our team has identified this massing of troops, which, to be clear, appears ready and capable of deploying 2 points south.
How long might it take to get to Abyei?
Under best driving conditions in that part of Sudan, an estimated drive time would be at least 10 hours plus, dependent on terrain and weather.
Does this latest image show any buildup of southern forces? We have word today from Salva Kiir, the president of the South, that he did not intend to fight over Abyei, that it was a time for peace.
At this point, we are continuing to identify forces on both sides of the border, and also we are paying very close attention to the extremely disturbing reports of thousands of internally displaced people fleeing their homes in Abyei and the border region. When we have that imagery available, we will release it.
We're getting reports from Doctors Without Borders, located in Agak, south of Abyei, that there continues to be a stream of civilians. So you hope to get satellite confirmation of that?
We are working around the clock, Joe, to get confirmation of reports of civilian displacement. Additionally, what we have seen inside Abyei is consistent with an event that would cause that type of dislocation. I want to be very clear that we are working every day and are going to try to release imagery every day going forward to update responders on the ground and people around the world about what is happening.
And why is it so important to release daily images?
It's important because we want to make sure that the capabilities we have are informing the situation in as near to real time as possible. We're dealing with a situation where there are conflicting reports. There is a lack of verifiable information from inside Abyei because of security restrictions and the tension there, and we want to do our part to be able to inform those who are trying to help those at risk.
How long does it take you to turn around an image, you know, take the image, analyze it, and then release it to the public?
In the best-case scenario, we can move from what we call door-to-door in approximately 12 hours. Now, that is dependent on what satellites were in position, what the weather was like in many cases, and what we were able to see. In the case of March, where we identified the burning of Tajale Village, we were able to move that from collection to release in well under 10 to 12 hours.
Can you give a little more context as to why Abyei is so important?
Right now, Abyei is being contextualized in terms of being an oil-rich or water-rich region. Abyei's significance is much bigger than that. It was an unresolved area in the 2005 Comprehensive Peace Agreement, and a referendum, which has never happened, was planned for Abyei. Reports of alleged ethnic cleansing and the movement of nomadic Misriya people into that area in the past few days are deeply disturbing. And why we are paying such close attention to Abyei is that violence in Abyei could mean a return to violence for Sudan.